I'm Valora Washington, CEO of the Council for Professional Recognition. I work for the nation's largest organization that credentials preschool and child care teachers. And what we're noticing is there is a new generation out there, that alpha generation of infants, toddlers, preschoolers, and right now in early elementary school. And they're bringing new challenges and opportunities to us that we should be thinking about as parents and as educators and as society as a whole. So there's 9,000 of these Gen Alpha babies born in the United States every single day, and there's 2.5 million born every week around the world. And most of these children are having some kind of out-of-home experience, but much of this experience is not the highest quality because of the funding. So we need to think about how we're really going to meet the needs of this new generation. I think there's three main things that we can think about this new Gen Alpha. So Gen Alpha is going to be a generation that has more formal education than any that came before. They're very tech savvy. They're going to be well off, generally speaking, and they're very diverse and have a lot of different family experiences. So first, just think about the family that Gen Alpha has been born into. These are the children are millennials, and only 6 of 10 millennials were raised by two parents. But now the millennial parents are saying that parenting is very important to them. And when we think about the children of the millennial parents, these children and these families are very diverse. The number of biracial children has really soared. We're seeing smaller family size, and many of these Gen Alpha children might even be the only child. What we're really seeing that's having a big impact is this Gen Alpha generation is very tech savvy. This is a generation that has had screens placed in front of them since the time they were infants. Infants and toddlers, they're using technology for entertainment and for educational aid. So remember, this Gen Alpha are the children that were born after 2010. That was the year the iPad was introduced, when Instagram was created, and app was the word of the year. So these are children that are just totally, completely immersed in technology in a way we've never seen before. Some people even call this generation the screenager generation. The third thing that we notice about this Gen Alpha is just the diversity in general, because half of the children being born now are children of color, and many are multilingual. And this Gen Alpha is going to be really influenced by shifts in the global population and power differences that are going to occur all over the world. So Gen Alpha is going to be a very transformative generation in terms of family, technology, and diversity. We really invite people to connect with us on our website, which is www.cdacouncil.org.